He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. As always, I'm your host. And today, we're going to talk about being nervous and starting your first business. A lot of people are nervous right now, and a lot of people are nervous to start their first business. And I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be. Because if you aren't nervous to start your first business, there's a whole lot of opportunity to be had right now. And I could tell you from someone who's been in business now for 15 years and never experienced the amount of growth that we've experienced in these past couple of years, there's a whole lot of business to be had because other businesses are scared and retracting. So if you're nervous about starting your business, I'm going to teach you why not to be today. That said, let's get this show ranking. Let's get this show found. And I need you guys to help when it comes to doing so. I'm asking for your help. If you send this show to someone or post it on your socials and leave reviews, that's how podcasts grow. So share the show, drop a review, and now let's talk about why not to be scared about opening your first business. Okay, guys, we're going to talk about being nervous and starting your first business. I'm going to explain to you why right now is the best time to start and not to be nervous, because myself and all my friends that have been doing this for many, many years are having the best years of our lives, our best years of our careers, and the wealthiest people that I know have all done very well in recessions. So I'm going to explain to you why not to be nervous starting your first business. All right. So number one, it's important to understand that right now, given the situation that the world is in and our country, you know, all this BS is going on between China and Russia and America and Ukraine and gas prices and Sleepy Joe and the circus that we live in. Everybody's scared. There's widespread fear. And our circus government is not giving out money like they did. So people are even more scared. So what does that mean? Well, when people are scared, you can actually capitalize on it. In this case, providing a service or a product and being a good person. Because other businesses are scared, just like the people operating them are scared, which means they're retracting, they're pulling back, they're slashing their marketing prices, they're slashing their personal development prices, they're slashing their professional services, they're cutting corners. And what that means is they're retracting. So if you take the time to attack right now, start right now, attack right now, you can grab that market share that's being left on the table by everybody, including businesses, being scared. So number two, and this might be getting a little ahead of you if you're nervous about starting your first business, but people are getting laid off left and right. And that's actually a really good thing if you're a business owner, unfortunately, at their expense. But look at it this way. You have the ability to hire talent right now. Talented people are being let go, and it's going to continue to go that way. People are going to continue to be let go as this year goes on and next year goes on and so forth. And as more and more people get let go, you could hire them into your business because they don't have jobs. And we're going to see more and more of this happening. So you have the ability to hire talent. never ever forget that. And that's actually a superpower, especially when you're starting your business, because you could bring in experienced people and build an empire. Okay, number three, less and less businesses will be around. Just like we just said that more and more people are going to get laid off, less and less businesses will be around, because businesses are going to get impacted heavily and are being impacted heavily, which means they're going to continue to close and fold, let alone retract. So what does that do? That creates more market share for you to be able to go into the market, the industry that you're in, and take the piece of the pie that you want, or the entire pie, or if you think like me, the freaking bakeries that make the pie and distribute the pie, because there will be less and less competition. So that is exactly why, if you're nervous to start your first business, this is the time to not be nervous and actually attack. So let's run that back. Number one, more and more people are scared and businesses are retracting, which means you can attack. Number two, you can hire talent. And number three, less and less businesses, unfortunately, will be around. That's what I got for you today, guys. Now is the best time to start a business. Don't be nervous. Just get it over with and start and give it a shot, because then you can say that what you have done is more than 95% of people living have ever even attempted. This is the time to start. All right, guys, that's what I got for you today. Don't forget to share and drop a review for the show on Spotify and iTunes. I hope you learned something today. I'm grateful for you guys, and I'll catch you next time. Kick it. Yes, you can. Well, I'm born. Born, then. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a poem sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, check your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or